It's time for another edition of Spine Fit Radio. Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab joins us. Hello, Dr. Riley.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Doing well. You know, there are a lot of different diagnoses out there, and people usually have a lot of questions when they hear something they've never heard of before. What about IT band syndrome? What is that exactly?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's something we see quite a bit here in the clinic. And IT band syndrome, or iliotibial band syndrome, is the proper name for it. The IT band is a long piece of tissue or fascia that runs along the outside or lateral aspect of your upper leg, from your above your hip down past your knee. And a lot of times, the function of that muscle is to stabilize the knee during walking and running. A lot of our patients present, Scott, with IT band syndrome that are runners, people that are, you know, are quite active and run or might go up and down stairs. They're typically going to present with some kind of lateral knee pain or outside of the knee. You know, they'll typically present, you know, pointing to the outside of the knee, and it'll commonly be associated after a run. It's not always, you know, it doesn't always have to hurt while they're running, but it could potentially start to affect them after the run and so forth. So it's just what happens is that fascia starts to rub on the outside of the knee, and it causes some irritation and inflammation to that area, and it can be quite painful. Some common causes of it, or some reasons that, you know, it'll kind of rear its head. Mechanically, you could have some problems in your feet, you know, so we always tell runners, you know, it's a good idea to go in and be properly fit for a good pair of running shoes. You know, a lot of these running shoes, you know, only have, you know, X number of miles on them, so you need to switch those out accordingly. So we always tell patients to check in with one of your local running stores, you know, get fit properly for a good pair of shoes. Also, you might want to go through a gait analysis. I mean, it's a big deal these days that a lot of these running stores and, you know, these different rehab centers, you know, they can tape your gait, and your gait is the way you walk or the way you run, and to check your foot strike to see mechanically if you're rolling in or rolling out or doing some things. So the first, the first cause could potentially be a problem in the foot. Okay. And what it does is it creates a lot of tightness and tension in that band. Secondly, mechanically, you can have some limitations or some tightness in the ankle, so we want to make sure the ankle's moving properly. Also, you can have some weakness in your hip abductors, okay? That's just a big fancy word for that big group of musculature on the outside or lateral side of your hip that stabilizes your hip. Sometimes when that musculature gets weak, we get overloaded in that IT band, and it creates a little bit of lateral knee pain.
So it's pain in the knee primarily. That's what the first primary symptom is.
Yeah, a lot of, you know, runner's knee can encompass quite a few different things. But, you know, when a runner comes in complaining of lateral or outside knee pain, that's kind of what we're going to go after initially. We obviously want to tease out to make sure there's not any type of, a meniscal injury or a ligament, you know, damage to the knee. There's no pathology in the knee itself. And from there, you know, I'd say 70-80% of the time it's related to the IT band.
So you talk about the importance of the right kind of shoe. What about the surface that people run on? How much of an impact does that have?
That's a great question. A lot of times, one of our questions we ask a lot of our runners is, has anything changed? Has your frequency, your duration, how long you're running, or where you are running? Are you starting to run inclines and declines? You know, we had a track student, an athlete in the other day that participates at one of the universities here, and she had been running on a banked surface, you know, around a track. And that little bit of banked surface created some tension and pressure to that muscle, and she started developing lateral knee pain. So inclines, declines, uphills, downhills, banking type surfaces can really, really affect it as well.
So what's the scope of treatment look like for IT band syndrome?
So we're dealing with an inflammatory response. That muscle's very, very tight and rubbing, and so there's going to be inflammation. So the first thing, we want to go back to RICE, okay? RICE stands for rest, ice, compression, and elevation. Anytime we have an acute type injury, we want to go back to RICE, and so it stands for rest, ice, compression, and elevation. You can also utilize some anti-inflammatory, some ibuprofen, Advil Aleve. If it's pretty serious, obviously check, you know, I always recommend check in with your physician, your PT, your chiro to have the proper diagnosis. But from there, with an inflammatory process, you know, let's get in see if you might need something to manage the pain initially, and then we're going to stretch that thing. We want to loosen that muscle up so it doesn't put as much pressure. I don't know if you're familiar, Scott, with these foam rollers. A lot of times we'll see them at the gym and rehab clinics.
Sure.
There's different treatment protocols where you can roll that muscle out, okay, to increase the motion, decrease the irritation. Massage therapy. Chiropractors use ART or a lot of myofascial release. So a lot of different therapies to stretch the muscle and get it loosened up. You know, I had mentioned earlier about gait analysis, making sure you're up to date with your footwear. Orthotics could potentially be an option for if you needed to check in with a podiatrist. We do some custom orthotic fitting here at the clinic as well to make sure your foot is mechanically neutral. And then lastly, stabilization. You know, I'd spoke of, you know, sometimes the hip stabilizers become a little bit weak. So we want to incorporate that stability or strengthening aspect in of that hip to reduce some of the tension, because a lot of times the muscle becomes tight secondary to a breakdown or an imbalance somewhere else, whether it's in the foot or ankle in the hip.
To find out more about IT band syndrome, contact the group at Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Dr. Sean Riley, thanks for the time.
Thanks, Scott.